Paso, do your own thing. And you've absorbed a lot, you've seen a lot, but see, you're not from here, which is kind of interesting. A lot of people growing up here don't get here. They don't get it because nobody ever told them. I mean, nobody told them who was Pancho Villa. Nobody told them those churches down the street are Catholic missions, you know?
I learned that, as you know, after living here, and it fortunately met a lot of great people, and there are a lot of them in this area in El Paso, both in my professional life and personal life. Married a young lady from the Upper Valley here, a lifelong resident of El Paso.
A local?
Yeah.
And
so, really so, I, deep
so I,
too, yeah.
I was able to, I got information sources, thankfully, during, you know, from the very start almost.
Well, you're better off than most locals.
Well, I think the interesting part, though, is he came from one far northern border to the southernmost border almost.
And you made it.
Yeah, barely. I could tell you a story about that.
Well, tell us the story. Because you came here because I think you said your brother was in the Army.
My brother was in the Army, and when he mustered out, he ended up working at White Sands Missile Range for a time. Then spent about 3 years on Kwajalein in the Marshall Islands. Following that, he came back and went to, enrolled at New Mexico State University. And about that, about the time he was finishing his sophomore year there, I was graduating from the University of Maine, and he convinced me that was the time for me to migrate. So I migrated.
But why?
Warmer down here.
But was that an attraction? The climate.
Well, the climate was part, and he convinced me that the climate was great. Plus, he said, you know, in where I was living, far northern Maine, there wasn't a whole lot of economic activity. I mean, I'd interviewed with companies in the Boston area, and so wasn't really that interested in living in that kind of urban environment, if you would.
Haven't you now figured out that that's too cold?
Oh, it's cold. I get cold at 40 now. I was used to, I'd walk to the school bus, and when I was growing up, I'd walk to the school bus.
Yeah.
Minus 40.
At minus 40, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was still cold. This is not wind chill. It was 40 degrees, still temperature next to the river.
Well, the thing about El Paso is it attracts a lot of people who have, as your brother did, saw it in the Army, felt it in the Army, showed up and came back. And there's a lot of retirees who were military who do that. And we welcome you here if you're from a northern clime. And we dare you to say it's more fun in Maine in the winter. Well, I dare you, anybody, to say it's more fun in Maine in the winter. I've got a friend who is right now putting stuff in storage. They are packing up and moving to Maine. And I thought, you know, you should.
For the summer, I hope.
I don't think so. and however they're going to pull it off, that's what they're doing. So I thought, you know. I'm not sure that's a good thing for a lot of people, but I'm not saying it's bad in Maine. I'm just saying it is definitely cold. What's this picture of?
That's my hometown.
This is
Stockholm, Maine.
Stockholm, Maine.
It looks like one intersection. Is that correct?
That's about maybe a couple. I don't know.
Did you see this? Take a look at this.
I actually want to get up to Maine.
There is some movement back and forth. I have a good friend here who moved here from the Lubbock area. Has a granddaughter who just moved a year and a half or 2 years ago, moved to Bangor, Maine to work there. She and her husband are in the medical services.
Well,
working for a hospital up there.
Your bones don't get so cold when you're younger, apparently.
You're a little more. I just outgrew that.
Said in the promo, you've been here for 50 years. So you came here basically in your college days kind of thing or just after?
2 weeks after I graduated from college.
College? And you showed up and you didn't go back? I mean, you may have visited.
No, I visit, but I've never gone back. No. Yeah. No. And had opportunities to leave El Paso professionally, had offers, and thankfully just didn't take them. I thought this was a place for me to be.
Well, I think it's ironic because, like I said, he went from one border to the other, and then he also marries a young lady who happens to have really deep roots into the city of El Paso. I mean, to the first rancher of El Paso, which was Ponce de León.
That's right.
Not the guy with the fountain.
Maria, so no, not the fountain of youth.
Not the guy with the fountain, no.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And, Lil is a direct descendant because her mom came from that bloodline from Ponce de León.
Hey, can you claim the property?
First hacienda.
Go back and stake a claim and you own it.
Somebody suggested that. I don't think I want to go to battle.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like, you can have it.
You don't want to own that part of town, maybe.
Well, the history tells you that, and you all know this better than I do, I'm sure, that the lease that Coons had with Ponce de León and he defaulted on it. So yeah. that property had exchanged hands the wrong way once.
That was
twice.
Over by the White House,
right.
And
yeah,
the,
that's where it, yeah, that's where
Plaza
the
Theater.
Was.
Yeah,
it went back to the Ponce family, and then went to Smith, and then
yeah, you know, it was.
Well, now that you've had a serious chance to take a look at the history of the United States and what's been going on, what do you think of El Paso and its history?
Well, it was amazing when I started thinking about this after you and I first talked about doing this. I started seeing comparisons of similarities between where I was born and raised and grew up and El Paso. If you look at the history and the, I guess, relevant or resultant cultures, religion, big, you know, the Stockholm,
is that Catholic,
Maine,
up there?
Hometown. Well, that's
the
part
French?
Of the story. Well, the French came from Canada, immigrated during the 1700s, early 1800s, came from Quebec and New Brunswick, the Canadian provinces, largely Canadian provinces, because they needed to find work. In the 1800s, the Swedes came in. So I'm half French, half Swedish.
That's who you are, okay.
And the Swedes immigrated from Sweden, land grant by a man named W.W. Thomas, who led them here in the 1800s. But for similar reasons, from El Paso, I think of the conquistadors coming here through here and bringing the priests and the Catholic religion
and their guns.
From Sweden, there was oppression by the Lutheran Church in Sweden that drove people to leave the country.
The Lutheran Church.
And they moved. They came to that area where there's now Stockholm, Maine, New Sweden. These are the names of the little towns.
Yeah. And where are you from?
Westmanland, Stockholm.
Stockholm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peterson,
which
Stockholm.
Originally, it was called Uppsala. It's a Swedish name, Uppsala.
Huh?
But
mm.
they changed the name to Stockholm, and they think maybe they had hopes. aspirations of being like the Stockholm,
like
back
Stockholm
there, but it never got
home,
there.
Yeah.
Uppsala. That's like, don't step into Uppsala.
Crazy. Sounds like a Swedish dish.
It's not meatballs.
There's a college back there called Uppsala in Sweden.
What does it mean? Do you know what it means?
No, I really don't know. I wish you hadn't asked me. I'd have looked that up.
We're going to have to look that up. We could be cursing.
Don't know it.
We could, yeah.
Don't tell us. If you know it, don't tell us.
Don't ask me Swedish terms, because it's probably going to be cursing too.
Oh my! Well, you've done a lot of stuff since you've gotten here. You got involved in the community in a big way. You're retired now, but you've been a number of things. You've been in businesses all over the place, financial services, credit union stuff, and also you've been on boards of nonprofits.
Yeah, I it's a selfish thing, I guess. I get a lot of pleasure, satisfaction of helping those nonprofits. And I've been fortunate to make contact with people who have asked me to help with those things. Hospice, for example, today, that's a very worthwhile organization. And then several over the years, including credit union organizations.
We've been in a couple of museums, which is where we found you.
Yeah, the International Museum of Art.
You're still on the board there, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Are you off the board now?
Trying to pare back some of that activity a little bit, you know, and that was one.
Well, do you take a vacation once in a while?
I'm on... pretty much on vacation now. Like,
no, retired people can still do vacations.
My brother tells me that I'm a failure at retirement.
Retired people can also have a day off.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I tried to.
And if it falls on a Monday that's a holiday, it's a triple thing.
I initially thought I would feel kind of badly about having 2 hours off with nothing to do, but now I don't feel bad about it.
No.
I don't feel guilty.
Go look at Facebook and see yourself.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, there he is.
I'll take a look at that.
By the way, I want to apologize publicly. We got the wrong picture in El Paso Inc. There was a four shot, and we said, please pick the guy second from the left, which is you.
Yeah.
And they picked the guy on the far left, which is not you.
My friend Fred.
Corrected online. But
I was like, what?
People think you maybe had a facelift last week, and you did not. I know
he's
you didn't.
He's in witness protection.
People, he's got the same face on radio right now. I want to tell you that right now.
Got a great face for radio.
Yeah, I put on there, I said, his wife thinks he's much better looking than that gentleman out there.
Well, no, we don't know. Whatever. You know,
well,
but
I mean,
the point, it was
wife,
just a wrong picture.
That.
Yeah, you're making
that.
A big assumption about what she's thinking.
Well, I'm trying to be nice.
But the thing about El Paso is that a lot of people have grown up here and don't know as much history as I'll bet you do, because they weren't taught it in the schools, and you took the effort to learn it. And that's the point now in El Paso. If you're going to learn the history of El Paso right away, you probably have to go figure it out yourself.
Well, I'm not sure if you have to go and learn it. You just have to listen. I mean, if you listen and pay attention to what's going on in the community, you kind of pick that up over the years. You know, did you know that? The missions down the
Okay,
about.
But see.
No, I didn't know that. Tell me more. Well, yeah. Not studying it. That's just listening and hearing.
I've told this before, but when I was a kid, my grandmother drove down the mission trail, and I remember seeing these white Catholic churches, and I thought, wow, that's interesting, and she said they're Catholic, so I forgot about it. I'm not Catholic. And after that, I had no contact with the mission trail until I was 45 years old, and somebody said, here, read this.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's the same kind of thing where I grew up. You know, it took me a while to figure out, to learn to listen, but... you know, in that little town, the Swedes came in and they built a Lutheran church there. And then the Catholics came in from Canada and the French people came in for work, mostly in the
go ahead.
Mostly in the lodging.
This is radio. Don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, okay?
The French came in and they built a Catholic church. And then finally the Baptist people came in and built a Baptist church. So my mother grew up as a Catholic. My father grew up as a Lutheran. They compromised, or as a Baptist, compromised, and we were all raised in the Lutheran Church. That's the impact of religion in the community. I saw the same thing here, the impact of the Catholic religion with the migration, the immigration from Mexico with the Spaniards.
Exactly,
of course, that was 400 years before that. But
it's similar, yeah. I mean, similar traits.
The Spaniards had a pointed coming in here. I mean, it was a serious entrada. They came in and to take the place over.
Yeah.
And they pretty much did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that, I mean, the Lutherans didn't bring guns, did they?
No, well, except for hunting.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. They were big traders.
See from the picture, it's forested area.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the I know it's kind of a stretch, I thought, at first. But if you look at the geography of El Paso and how it's grown, it's the Paso of the North. But where I come from, it's kind of isolated the same way, except it's surrounded by woodlands and forest, heavy forest. Instead of the desert, but it's the same kind of thing. It's kind of separated.
Can't see for the forest, right?
Yeah. You gotta be.
Well, at least you can see what's going on a desert mountain.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
you can't see when. Enough of that. Let's go do some trivia. You ready for trivia?
Yes, we're ready for.
We're gonna take a break. It's Bob Peterson we're talking with here, and he's got a lot of perspective on El Paso, and he's got some trivia questions you figured out.
Yes, we did, and we did talk about them both. So now, where does Bob Peterson originally hail from or come from?
You mean the town?
What town?
Uh-huh.
In Maine, what town is that? And also, how is Bob connected to El Paso's Don Juan Maria Ponce de Leon? How is he related to that family?
And it's not the guy with the fountain.
No, it's not that one.
Not that
Dang
guy.
It, I wish it was.
So those, would it do you any good?
This town would not be the same.
We'd all be babies again,
right? We'd all look like Beverly Hills.
Oh, goodness gracious. Moving on to the reality of phone number. And what do they get if they win this?
They win a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's in Canyotillo, or they win a $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Mission Del Rey Southwest. Have you been there, Bob?
I have not.
I'm going to give you a coupon.
I'd love it.
You need to go out there and check this place out. It is an incredibly unusual store in that it's everything Dusty Henson ever did plus.
Oh, Dusty Henson.
He's got all Dusty's products. He's now the retail guy for Dusty, kind of, in El Paso.
Okay.
And you know they're doubling the capacity of that store?
Yeah, somebody was just telling me they were out
there. Oh, this is the one
on I-10? I-10 to Litrovino to Pelicano and go left on Pelicano and drop into this place.
Kukula Tacos or something is behind that back
there? Kukula Tacos, maybe?
Is that Kukula's Tacos?
Okay, you know where that big golf range is? It looks like it's a...
Yeah, it's behind that, the old golf range.
The buildings of this complex border that on the north end. But to get there, you go all the way up by Litrovino, Pelicano, take
and
a left.
And then make another left.
Oh, it's a cool place. So they're doubling it. You know what he said they're going to do? They're going to be able to pan for gold in there. And I thought, well, you know, if it won't bend you out of shape too much, how about a roller coaster? I haven't heard back on that one yet. We never know.
That's some gold diggers there.
Can you imagine? Well, can you repeat the questions, would you, just for excitement?
Where does Bob Peterson originally hail or come from?
The town.
Yes, the town in Maine. And how is Bob connected to El Paso's Don Juan Maria Ponce de Leon, the first rancher and the first man to own a ranch in Texas?
What should we do about this?
They need to call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Boom.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits to transfer? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ASU to 35517. Learn for yourself why ASU is ranked number one for innovation by U.S. News and World Report. And learn to thrive with Arizona State University. For more information about ASU Online, text ASU to 35517. That's ASU to 35517.
Sponsored by Bonner & Partners, LLC. Text and data rates may apply.
If you've been keeping an eye on the market, then you know that 5G technology is set to take over the telecommunications sector at any minute. High-speed internet that's 100 times faster than anything available now, powerful enough to enable companies to finally realize the potential of self-driving cars, remote surgery, plus internet access fast enough to download entire movies in just a couple of seconds. The company that manufactures the key component that powers the 5G revolution is the cornerstone of the Near Future Report by analyst Jeff Brown that shows you the top tech stocks that will help you to invest in the early stages of the 5G revolution. Text the word tech to 76280 now to get the Near Future Report. We'll send you a link to your free video presentation directly to your mobile device or computer. Get in on the ground floor of this 5G revolution with the Near Future Report. You'll learn about the device that every American will need in the early stages of 5G. Text tech to 76280 to see the Near Future Report. Text the word tech to 76280.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, please hit the like button on our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is also there at youtube.com, El Paso History TV. We put a bunch of stuff out in October of 2019. Let's see, we did Loretto Academy, Trost Architecture, Chamizal, and Fort Bliss. And that's all at El Paso History TV on YouTube. Now, coming up, we're working on the Mission Trail. We're going to talk about each mission and Presidio Chapel and the overall what is this Mission Trail thing. And we got a bunch of subscribers. Thank you for doing that. Also, let you know, Celebration of Our Mountains plan coming up February 22nd, Historic Socorro Mission Tour. Get a hold of them and look at Google them online, Celebration of Our Mountains. They go to the Water Laboratory, Concordia Cemetery, River Trail Park, Kilburn Hole. Interesting stuff going on there. What do you got?
Speaking of missions, you've got Yeseta del Sur. Ricardo Queseda is going to be speaking on Saturday, February 15th, which is today at 2 p.m. at the Museum of Archaeology. And he's going to be talking about, as a tribal member of the Isleta del Sur Pueblo, and he currently serves as the director of the cultural preservation. He oversees and is involved in all the programs. So he's going to be talking about it. It should be a really interesting program. Again, today at 2 p.m. at the Museum of Archaeology.
Are you ready for trivia?
I'm ready for trivia.
It's trivia.
Trivia.
We have Diana and Dorothy. One line is open, 544-5876. Diana, how are you?
Fine. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing
well,
fine.
We're kind of surviving. Apparently,
well,
apparently, we were on the air humming
Welcome.
This morning. We didn't know that. we thought we might be, but hey.
That's what happens. Yes, okay. Yeah. So you wanted to answer, do you know the question about where does Bob originally hail from?
Yes, I do. Stockholm, Maine.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't answer the other question because you got one already. That's all you get.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only one chance at that. So, okay. So you have a choice of $20 to Pepe's or $20 to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
I'll have the Pepe's with the chicken and gelatas.
Pepe's. Now, you have to pick that when you get there.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
You can join us today if you like, but we can't give you the coupon today.
You have to get that from the station.
That's one of those you got to go to the station to pick it up.
And Shelly will tell you all that.
You ready for that?
Thank you for the information. Thank you.
Anything
Thanks
else on your mind this morning?
No, that's all. Thank you for an interesting guest.
Indeed. Hold on there. Yeah, Shelly, go ahead. Grab the phone line. Okay, Dorothy's on the phone. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning. I'm not sure I know the answer to this.
Oh.
That was call back, would you please?
Dorothy, please call back. We got disconnected accidentally. That's our lovely phone system.
Maybe fingers, buttons, mind.
Well, they don't always work together. I have that same problem.
No, they don't. Well, we get some more calls. We'll put them on. My apologies, Dorothy.
I'm dyslexic, too. So.
I thought it was lysdexic.
That, too.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's ask Bob a trivia question.
Bob.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Why? What is the special at Pepe's today, Bob?
There you go.
The red chili meat enchiladas.
Aha, you see, Bob knew the answer to that one.
He's a smart guy.
You know, if you come out there today, I'll buy you lunch.
Love that stuff.
Can you handle it today? You may have plans already. Didn't tell you about it. Pepe's is in Canyotillo.
Well, we're going to the ball game this afternoon. They changed the ball game time to early this afternoon.
Oh, did they?
Miners are playing.
At what time?
2:00.
Oh.
You can make it if you hurry.
You think?
No.
No.
Well, you could if you don't mind walking in.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about
a
rain check later on.
Yeah. We got. Okay, you get yourself a deal. What was it, red chili meat enchiladas?
Yes.
All right, Shelly, you said Dorothy? All right, Dorothy, we got you now. Thank you for calling back.
Yes, thank you.
Dorothy,
okay.
What's your answer to what question?
Okay,
I don't know.
The question was, how is Bob connected to El Paso's Don Juan Maria Ponce de Leon of the Ponce's Rancho?
What's his connection
to that?
Well, he's with nonprofits. Is that the answer?
No.
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 Well, I guess I don't know it then.
You don't know what his connection is to the guy who named Ponce de Leon? All right. Well, we tried. Dorothy, thank you for listening, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
You take her easy. Bye. Okay. What else you got, Shelly? Anybody else? No, that's it? Okay. Well, should we ask him another trivia? No, let's just move on. We'll leave it out there.
If people are interested,
what is his connection to El Paso's history, even though he's from Maine?
That's right.
And we'll find out if somebody answers. Or we'll axe him later. What do you say?
We'll axe him, yes.
I always love to say that.
That's Maine talk, axe him, because they carry axes in Maine.
It's kind of D.C. talk, but that's another one.
Oh, that's Minnesota. I'm sorry.
Have you ever gone back in the winter, Bob Peterson, to your old hometown of Stockholm, Maine?
One time. I went back.
Was that a mistake?
One year. No, not really. I mean, it is beautiful there, but I went back for Thanksgiving. I arrived at the it was like fall, nothing on the ground, it was just bare ground.
Uh-huh.
The next day, we got a little light flurries of snow. And then 2 days later, while I was still there, they had about 6 inches of snow on the ground. I mean, it changed. The season changed.
Did it convince you were right to move?
Yeah. The drive back was interesting.
Oh, you were driving?
Airport. Well, no, driving to the airport. You know, the closest airport is about 3.5 hours away from there. So.
Oh, man, you got to be serious if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
All right, we got another caller who wants to weigh in on something. You ready for Prince? Prince, are we ready for you?
Prince.
Hello there. Good morning.
Hey,
good
dude.
Good morning, Prince.
What's up?
Hey, I really like your guest there. He's a great guy.
Hello, Prince.
We like him, too. What's up on you want to do trivia or you just want to hang out?
No, I believe that he said that he was married to a descendant of Ponce de Leon.
You got yourself
That's
a
right.
winner. Little. You do. And you know what you get for this hour? We have left a Mission Del Rey. And, Prince, you need to go out there.
Buy your wife something for Valentine's Day, even though it's a day
late.
Well,
no, for her birthday or something.
There you go.
Sounds good to me.
All right, we got yourself a coupon here. And you always have something else on your mind, Prince. What is it?
Well, I'd like to say that Bob Peterson did a lot of very good things. He provided a lot of good leadership to the board of the International Museum of Art on Montana Street.
I think that that museum is now turning into something because of people like Bob. And you... And Mary Jo Melby, and God, there's so many people down there. Jay Duncan. There's a bazillion people working on that.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts there, Prince?
Well, why don't you tell everybody what Ponce de Leon did and why we're interested in his life and his settlement now?
What is it? Do you know offhand? He had a rancho in the area that's now Duranguito.
All right. He was the very first European settler on the north side of the river.
Right.
And that is correct. That is correct, yeah.
Yeah. And it was seated by the people of the leadership in Juarez, if I remember correctly.
Right. He received a land grant and settled north of the river.
You know, if those Spaniards had only figured out that the river was going to move, they might have parked over there somewhere near... Pioneer Plaza and kept it there.
And Prince, I think if I'm not mistaken, they call it originally it was called Paso del Norte, and then eventually changed it just to El Paso when the settlement started to mature.
Right.
They were El Paso del Norte, then they became Juarez, didn't they? Or was it just El Paso?
Yeah, my reading was it just became El Paso.
Over there?
Paso del Norte.
No,
over here.
Settlement
here.
Yeah. Here was definitely Coons Ranch.
It was Paso del Norte back then.
Yeah. When they 150 years ago, when they registered the name of the city here, they gave it El Paso, Texas. But after Benito Juarez regained the leadership of Mexico, then they named the city across the river Ciudad Juarez.
Right. You know, it was an interesting thing that he picked that as a place to go kind of exile, although he never left the country. They tried to get him to come over to Fort Bliss a few times and have a party. He says, I'm not leaving Mexico, because he was still going to run Mexico from Mexico. But what an interesting guy he was. My goodness.
He received a lot of support from Americans through from President Lincoln, because they were both corresponding. They both had very similar views towards the future of the two countries.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Prince, because one of the things I discovered was that you just mentioned President Lincoln's impact on this region. Same thing where I come from. The Swedes were actually allowed to settle where I come from because of the leadership of the guy who was running the immigration services for President Lincoln during his time. And so
that's right.
A very, you know, two opposite ends of the country here, but the same kind of leadership at work, namely Abraham Lincoln making things happen in both places.
Well, I guess the border brings that out in people.
I guess they're both border communities.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, Lincoln's policies were so broad and so open, and when the armies of the North in the Civil War were chasing Jewish businessmen out of the South, President Lincoln put a stop to that.
Interesting.
And said they had a right to be there to conduct their businesses just like everybody else. And
what a concept, huh?
He did so many different things.
And I think that I think that partly drove this. You know, we were talking about the movement of the Swedes from Sweden just because of the views of the Lutheran Church in Sweden.
Right.
There wasn't much freedom to practice anything else, so they came here. And W. W. Right. Thomas, who settled at it, brought those settlers here, was a direct report to Abraham Lincoln. He's the one who kind of made that happen in the 1827 was the year that was 1881.
Maine was pretty rural then too.
It was very rural.
Interesting comparisons between the borders, but I don't think there were any Lutheran conquistadors.
Probably not.
I mean, I haven't seen one yet.
No, you know. But you know, the travel, the migration.
There were Irish generals in the Spanish Spanish Navy and the Mexican Army.
Oh yeah, no, the Irish showed up over here for some reason in a big way.
Yeah,
and did a lot of their music came through a whole lot of the Mexican things.
But one of the another similarity I discovered, I think it's a general statement, but the immigrants in Maine, where I come from, northern Maine, the Swedes and the French both. And then the Spaniards from Mexico through here, through the pass and up into New Mexico and so on. They didn't come through Ellis Island where the Irish came from. This had huge influx.
Oh, yeah,
there.
No, this was a different thing.
They came
thing.
For different reasons, oh, yeah. but very, very oriented towards religion and freedom and repression.
Oh, yeah. Hey Prince, we got to move on, but you get yourself a coupon here to Mission Del Rey. You all ready for that?
Thank you much.
All right, hold on here. Shelly, tell you how to pick it up.
Thanks, Prince.
Thanks a lot, dude. Talk to you again. It's an interesting world here. We're stirring up all kinds of people and things, including we need to take another commercial break.
We need to take another break.
Call us if you think you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting FOCUS to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. For as little as $220 per eye.
What's that text again?
Text FOCUS to 350-350. That's FOCUS to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing $1 million, $10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Bob Peterson's still here. We're having too much fun during the breaks here, so we're not taking breaks.
We quit.
We found out we should, though. Hey, you got to think, celebrating our history, here's some things to think about. Celebrating Star Day and commemorating Iwo Jima Day. That's in Texas.
It's a good day.
February 19th, that's next Wednesday or so. Go to the stardayfoundation.org. Dennis Mulvicki was in here a couple of years ago talking about this, and he wants us to stir it up again. And what they've got is a big commemoration out in Northeast El Paso. Take a look at that, the stardayfoundation.org. Your turn.
Okay. Well, you've got El Paso Corral, the Westerners. They've got their meeting Friday, 21st of February, and it's going to be the El Paso Holiday Inn at I-10 and Sunland Park Drive. And their program is on African Women in the West. It's presented by Sharon Owen. It should be an interesting program. If you're interested in going, give them a call and let them know you want to RSVP to 759-9538.
It will cost you $20.
Yeah, it'll cost you $20. And I've also got a couple other things. Speaking of, you know, things happening, the flagpole out in the northeast, they're going to have to be taking that down because of some corrosion in the post, and it's become a dangerous thing. But they're looking for donations to help them either repair or replace it. So if anybody gets a chance to go out to the site out there, stop by and visit with the folks and find out how maybe you can help or contribute.
You have a spare flagpole?
Not big enough.
Oh, I see.
Always got to
be the big
up.
One. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
We were going to steal the one from Mexico. We figured if we hit it just right,
Ooh.
It would fall over, and we'd just flip it back over in the
Melissa,
United States.
Melissa, they know you did it.
Oh, I know.
Don't do that. All right, Bob Peterson, we got a lot going on here. You made a comparison off the air, which I find fascinating. It wasn't something I'd thought about. Talk about how the French got to New Orleans.
Well, the French came from the Atlantic, across the Atlantic Ocean, of course.
Right.
They came through eastern Canada, landed there in eastern Canada, shores of Maine. There's still some, what amounts to French settlements on the coast of Maine, far eastern coast of Maine.
Like Quebec.
But they found
mean.
Rivers. Well, that's New Brunswick, actually. Quebec is on the north and west sides of Maine. But they came to, they found rivers that they could follow around the state of Maine, specifically and more specifically the St. John River, which led them to the St. Lawrence, and the St. Lawrence led them to the, now remember, the Acadians. You may know where this leading, but through the Great Lakes, down the St. Lawrence, through the Great Lakes, found the Mississippi River, and migrated all the way down to New Orleans. So the Acadians became Cajuns. That's mm-hmm. where the term Cajuns comes
from. It wasn't quite the Entrada Oñate they did, but it was a similar group of people.
Same kind of thing, but from what the Spaniards did coming from the south, overland,
right.
Granted, versus waterways. But along the way, the Acadians left the remnants of this, where they stopped to work the farms, work in the forests and so on. And that's why the French came to my hometown, to Stockholm.
And where they didn't have the deserts, they had the winters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they also had a few trees in the way. So how long did it take them to do that? Several generations?
They started, the migration started in the 1700s and continued through the 1800s. And, of course, when the Swedes arrived, Stockholm was incorporated in 1880. The Swedish colony when W.W. Thomas brought them, they were settled in 1870. So Stockholm was about a decade after the colony was was established.
Well, you know, you learn a lot when you start digging into El Paso history and making comparison. Oh, you find out these things.
Yeah,
I didn't really realize
the commonalities.
That.
You know, I come from a kind of a Swedish, a lot of French community. My second language was French because of my degree at the university.
At least you have one.
And I was to some degree. but a key word here, welcome in English. In French, bienvenue.
Yeah.
I learned that at an early age. Bienvenido.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, it's very
just,
close.
You know, just, it was like,
yeah.
Like this. The first day I was here, my brother took me to a Mexican restaurant for dinner, and I fell in love with the Mexican food. First thing. Very, you know, a far cry from the Swedish cuisine.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you remember where you went?
It was in Las Cruces. I lived in Las Cruces for the first 2 or 3 months that I was.
Well, they have real Mexican food up there.
But I acclimated pretty quickly to the cuisine.
Well, here, if you get off the Rio Grande corridor very far in New Mexico, it starts turning Californian on that direction, starts turning like Texas toward Lubbock, and the real stuff comes up to Rio Grande from here.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
And I talk about the influence of the food and both. The culture I come from and the Mexican culture and Spanish culture, very very proud of their food and the culinary capabilities and so on.
Well, I'll put a taco up against a croissant any day.
So. Well,
but Swedish meatballs,
or beignets.
No way.
Beignets.
Hey, Sergio, how are you doing in there, dude? Well, thank you, Mr. Sergio Valenzuela,
he's
for being
Swedish meatballs
the main
now.
Guy. And I think he's had too many meatballs this morning. We got to watch out for him. And Shelley Sutherland, thank you for putting up with everything in there. And not everybody knows what it is you put up with, but I sort of have an idea. Thank you very
Some
much.
Things, yes.
Shall we take a break here?
We shall
5,
take a
4,
break.
3, 2, 1, break.
You know, talk about that.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Frontrunners are emerging.
Thank you, New Hampshire!
We go forward knowing that this is our chance.
Because of you, we are taking this campaign to Nevada.
But the field remains fluid.
I am running to defeat Donald Trump.
Now, just days before the Nevada caucus, the Democratic contenders face their next test, the NBC News MSNBC Democratic Debate, Wednesday at 9 Eastern on NBC, MSNBC, and Universo.
Hi, I'm Brandon Webb, former Navy SEAL and New York Times bestselling author. If you're like me, you want real security and defense news you can trust. You're probably tired of hearing the same talking heads, guys who have never seen the front lines, saying the same BS 100 different ways. It's why I founded SoftRep.com. Military-grade news produced entirely by our staff of military veteran journalists. Sign up at SoftRep for real news, real experience, real experts. SoftRep does what the mainstream media can't, deliver authentic content straight from the front lines. Sign up for a free trial membership today, and I'll give you my best-selling ebook, The Red Circle, for free. But that's not all. Your SoftRep membership also includes access to cutting-edge defense and security news by military experts, access to our award-winning documentaries, ebooks, special member events, and much more. So what are you waiting for? Let us know you're in. Sign up for your free trial membership today. Join our community at SoftRep.com. That's SoftRep.com.
Every cup of Circle K coffee is ground in the moment. So, whether you're craving coffee now or now, you'll get the freshest cup in the world at Circle K. Every cup ground fresh, starting at a dollar at Circle K. Limited time only at participating locations.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're back. Are we back?
We are back.
Hey, guess what's happening next weekend? They're going to visit.
Oh, I have no idea.
You can visit the second oldest mission in Texas, in the second oldest settlement, Socorro, Texas. And it was founded in 1682. Jim Tolbert, note, your date was wrong. But the building was rebuilt twice following floods. You can take a tour down there with Jim Tolbert. And the Celebration of Our Mountains is also celebrating our history and doing these kind of tours. Check out the Facebook page and also the Celebration of Our Mountains on online. Celebration of Our Mountains, the 501c3. Oh, what the heck? Call a, you know what you can do?
What could you,
you
do?
Can call Diego.
Call Diego.
Call Diego.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or just email him, diegotolbert@gmail.com. Give it a
yes.
shot.
Let him know.
What do you got?
Well, the Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art are continuing their wonderful little movies program that they have every Saturday at 2 p.m., and it's free admission, free parking. They have freshly popped theater popcorn, beverages, and candy and snacks available for purchase, and it's a great little theater they have inside the museum there. And the movie they have today is The More the Merrier, and it's a romantic World War II comedy featuring Joel McRae and Jean Arthur. Next week, it is Johnny Belinda. So, you know, get on out there. It's a great museum to go to. You could go early, check out the museum, or stay late and check out the museum. It's a great place to go. Right, Bob?
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
I take over to
great,
Bob.
It's a great facility.
We help Jay Duncan promote his what he does because I think it helps draw people into that museum. And once you get in there, you're really, whoa, what is this place?
Yeah.
I remember when it was built. I mean, I've been here long enough that I remember when it was just a mansion and all of a sudden it became the Museum of Art.
Yeah, when Turney, when Turney left, you know, the history of that is well, again, similarities to where
yeah.
I come from.
Go ahead.
The politician, state representative, like the W.W. Thomas, who settled Northern. This Turney brought a lot of good stuff to El Paso as a representative of the people here, and then you know the and then you know the his residence, his mansion, eventually becoming. The museum, what is now the International Museum of Art.
Look at what happened when he built that place. He found a city block that was just kind of like a right size for one big house. So what does he do? He calls up Henry Troost.
Yeah.
Hey, Henry, put a house over here.
Exactly.
What a deal that was. It turned out to be a pretty good thing.
Yeah. And isn't it true that I think in my recollection of history, there was a time when Pancho Villa would be socializing down here where the hotel is in the Camino Real.
Yeah,
was.
Oh yeah,
and Black Jack Pershing is sitting there with Turney.
Oh, I know.
The mansion up the street.
It was that's the way it was in those days. The politics.
Incredible.
I mean, Villa had a house there, and you had Turney had his house down there. The family, and then the family gave it to the museum, or his wife did.
His wife gave.
In 1939, was it 1939?
Oh,
something
I'm
like that.
Taxing my memory of the dates there.
What they said was it had to be used for art.
Yes.
And if it ever isn't,
that's right.
I guess the family gets it back. And if there's no family, what do? Put it up for auction? Let's not worry about that.
Yeah,
well, that's not
going to
happen.
Let's not talk about that.
We're not
going to
happen. Because the place is really cool. And I was asking somebody, what's that carriage house in the back? Somebody said they're renting that out for somebody to live there.
That's right.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Can you imagine living in the carriage house? Yeah. Okay. Bob Peterson is here. We're going to have him in the second hour as well. We're going to make up stuff to ask you, but we don't really have to make it up. Because El Paso history is such
that
if you've been here, you saw it, you lived it, you got to comment on it. And so we'll ask, what did you actually, what was the year you moved here?
1970. Now, you just found out my age, right? So
well, you're retired.
I graduated from down there.
Like we're all spring chickens
retired,
here.
Yeah
and there's a lot of baby boomers listening to this stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm 71 years old. I moved here coming up on 50 years this summer.
Wow.
And
did you not want to give out your age for some reason?
No, I don't.
Of course you don't.
Light of it.
What do you care?
The whole thing.
Nobody cares. At some point, we're going to have to go to a break here and move on. So here, this must be it.
That's it.
As is, we're going to go to the news.
We'll go to the news.
And after the news, you know what we're going to do?
We're going to do a history
moment.
Be
right back here. So show up then.
Still there.
See you then. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
NBC News Radio, I'm Cameron Fairchild. The U.S. Embassy in Tokyo plans to evacuate about 400 Americans from a quarantined